All craftsmen, professionals that are paid for their work, they're contractors, their contracted work, normally they would leave things by people's homes, like the Rav says, to do malach on it, and they got paid for their work, whether, let's say, it was somebody weaving or somebody dyeing garments, whatever they did, or building. So all these craftsmen have a din of a shomer sachar. Shomer sachar is a person that gets paid to watch. Person that's a shomer sachar, that's you're getting paid to watch, the watcher, the shomer sachar, has to have a shmira ma'ula. He has to watch it better than a person that's just doing you a favor. So he's chayiv for gneva and aveda. He's got to also protect it. Somebody shouldn't steal it. As opposed to a shomer chinam, a guy that's just doing you a favor, watching it for you, he's not chayiv in gneva and aveda. He's only chayiv for negligence, for pshia. But this guy, shomer sachar, is chayiv for a little bit more. Why is he a shomer sachar? Because he does get a benefit here. He is getting paid in a certain sense. The benefit is that he gets to hold on to this item if you don't pay him. So if, let's say, he's taking wool from you and creating a garment, he can hold on to the garment until you pay him. But once he verbally tells you that he doesn't want to hold on to the item anymore, he says, take it and then pay me money when you have it. So he's no longer telling you that he's keeping this benefit, that he's having this benefit of holding on to the item. So now, while it's by him, he's no longer a shomer sachar. What kind of sachar is there? He's giving it back to you now. He's just a shomer chinam. And therefore, the Mishnah says, tol ha-shalchav avimos shomer chinam. But if it's the other way around, there, Tosfos Yontif is medayik, it would be different. Because there, he'd be actually telling you that he's holding on to it until you pay him. Shmor liv eshmor loch, shomer sachar. If one says to his friend, watch this for me and I'll watch it for you, since he's getting benefit from you watching his stuff too, he's a shomer sachar. The Rav says this is dafka when they're watching it at different times. But if they're actually watching each other's stuff at the same time, that now has a new din of baal of imo. When you're watching something but the master, the owner of the object, is with you, then you're not chai for anything. Anything that happens to the item with baal of imo, it's based that the Torah says this, that you're potter from paying him for anything. And we see from this Mishnah that it's lav dafka baal of imo where he's physically with you. If he's just doing something for you at this time for the very purpose of you watching it, because he's watching your thing, which is in essence doing that so that you should watch his thing, that's considered like he's there with you. And therefore, it's not even a shomer sachar, he's patur totally. Shmor li va'omer lo hanach lefonai shomer chinam. If somebody tells you, can you watch it for me? Just as a favor, without me paying you money, and the guy tells him, hanach lefanai, put it in front of me, shomer chinam. Then that's good enough that we see that he's acknowledging to accept doing you a favor and watching it for you as a shomer chinam. But the Rav says, if he just says, no, hanach lefanecha, don't put it in front of me, put it in front of you, or he just says, hanach, put it down, he's not even a shomer chinam, he's not being mekabel any type of watching, and he's not even chayiv on pshia, because he's not accepting upon himself any kind of responsibility at all.